Listen to scripture. This is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not hand me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Keith.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why don't you take a moment just to turn to the person next to you and tell them what's the best thing so far today? One of the things I was reminded of as the people were praying for me earlier is that I do have a journey to work, and I've been listening to all sorts of things in the car on the way to work. And the last week I've been listening to a book by Rob Bell. And it's about the Bible. It's why this book library of poems and stories and proverbs and whatever can change your life. And in a way, yes, the book changes your life, but really thinking the book is only telling us how God's going to change our life. I'm here to preach this morning. Well, at least that's what you think. As I came in this morning, we had a great incident happened this morning. Simon was doing a crossword. And was that lovely? Simon was doing a crossword and Keith was helping him, and then Maureen and John came in to help him, and we're all looking at the words and the questions and trying to help Simon to understand the answer. Now, if those of you, have you solved it yet, Simon?
Yeah, sure.
You have? You've got that seven-letter word that's a thin silk?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, did you get help to do that?
Yeah, from the answers.
From the answers. It's tough, isn't it?
Well, I could push an example and say that God knows the answers to all our questions and so on. Anyway, let's not go mad on that. Anyway, what I'd like is, some people might think that I am the most wise person in the whole of this congregation, wiser than all the rest of you put together. I just want you to raise your hands if you think that. Well, actually, I'm more modest than that, and I think between you, you've got more wisdom than I have. So today, for a change, I'm going to ask you to look at this passage in small groups. Now, I think that's thrilling and exciting, isn't it? And just like Simon with his crossword, we might end up having to ask the author of all things, the answer to our question. But I'm going to give you a couple of tips before we do that. Have you ever had that situation where you're in a room and suddenly, bang, something outside happens? And what exclamation do you make? What? And that's a really great question to ask when you're looking at a passage from the Bible. What is going on? What is this about? Why has someone bothered to write this down? What? Okay, I've got three questions. The next one is, sometimes you get that time when people just keep on coming back to you asking for more stuff. And in the end, it happens to me, and probably doesn't happen to any of you because you're all better people than me. But finally you get to the point where you say, so what? For goodness sake, stop bothering me. Now that's not a very spiritual approach to have, really. But actually, when you're looking at the Bible, you found out what God, what has happened. Well, so what? What does it mean for me today? So what? Actually, I've got that the wrong way around. Never mind. The other question is, did I say so what and what now? I've done what now?
You said what?
I've done what?
So what?
And what now? Got them the wrong way around, but same, three questions all the same. What now? What does it mean for me now, today? Okay, so you've got three questions. You can ask them in any order you like, but it's probably helpful if you ask first, what is the passage about? What? What now? What does it mean now? And then so what? So what am I going to do about it? Now, there's a big group of you, and you could all get in a big huddle and answer this question. One of the things that Rob Bell in his book about the Bible says that we're very used in our churches to have this kind of arrangement where a very wise person, and I know you've nominated me, a very wise person comes up and speaks. But actually a lot of the time, perhaps the Jews, when they were looking at scriptures, they would have had rabbis to talk to stuff. But a small village might have just had a few scrolls and they'd read it out. And the idea of getting together was to find out how they could live the life that God wanted them to live. And so they'd actually have an argument about it in the synagogue. They'd each get up and have their ideas and views and talk together and learn together to help one another to know how to live. And that's what we want to do together as a community of God's people here. Now, one way of doing that is having me tell you what I think this means. Another way is for you just to share. I mean, it might be an opportunity that there's something in this passage that speaks to you specifically this morning. The reason I say that is I actually read some of these verses every day as part of my quiet time. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. I'll contemplate his beauty, I'll study at his feet. Now, I read that in a different version, but it's part of my preparation each day to listen to God. And so this is why I selected this passage, because it actually has a special meaning for me, particularly because the reason I read that passage every day is because Imogen gave me a daily devotional book with that in. And every day I read it, I'm reminded of Imogen wanting to bless me with helping me to study God's word. Now, I've run away with myself. You've only got 10 minutes to get into groups of two or three, or a push four, and you might need to turn your chairs around and look at this passage. So while you're organising yourself, what version did you read out, Susan?
NIV UK.
Well, let me just read out the message for you. Actually, I'll give you a minute to turn around and get in small groups. If you don't have a Bible handy, you can get one from the back. The Bibles at the back are NIV. If you're bored with the NIV or excited about other versions, I've got a message. The English Standard Version or the Living Bible. Three questions then. What? What is this passage about? What now? What does it mean for me now, today? And so what? What am I going to do about it? So what? Okay, I'll read this out again in the Living Bible. There's a different translation. And then we can reflect on it together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He protects me from danger. Whom shall I fear? When evil men come to destroy me, they will stumble and fall. Yes, though a mighty army marches against me, my heart shall know no fear. I am confident that God will save me. The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, delighting in his incomparable perfections and glory. There I'll be when troubles come. He will hide me. He will set me high on a rock, out of reach of all my enemies. Then I will bring him sacrifices and sing his praises with much joy. Listen to my pleading, Lord. Be merciful and send the help I need. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me, O my people. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Oh, do not hide yourself when I'm trying to find you. Do not angrily reject your servant. You have been my help in all my trials before. Don't leave me now. Don't forsake me, O God of my salvation. For if my father and mother should abandon me, you would welcome and comfort me. Tell me what to do, O Lord, and make it plain, because I am surrounded by waiting enemies. Don't let them get me, Lord. Don't let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I never did, and all the while are plotting cruelly. I'm expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I will see his goodness to me here in the land of the living. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave, stout-hearted, and courageous. Yes, wait, and he will help you. Well, this is fantastic to see you busy chatting away. I don't think I'll ask for group feedback, but if anyone has a big question they want to ask, I've got a question. Susan, would you please come back and get ready to wind up the service? You're very welcome to carry on the conversation over a coffee afterwards. We'll be making coffee in a moment. And we just want to find more ways over the coming months to help one another, to just talk to each other about what God has been saying. I'll give a quick reflection. I'll give you a couple of minutes and a couple of other reflections. One of the things Christine was saying, it was such an encouragement to me. So sometimes she says, I always have these questions. I just keep on trusting God. Sometimes the more faith I think I've got, the more questions I find I have. Anyone else have something they'd like to quickly share with us, a question they'd like to ask that someone else can answer over coffee? Well, bless you. I had a bit of fun there. Thank you for playing with me and getting into small groups and chatting together. I'll now ask Susan to lead us as we conclude our service.